This afternoon, Spokane City Council President Ben Stuckert will ask his colleagues to override Mayor David Condon's veto of Stuckert's campaign finance ordinance. The mayor issued his veto in a press release last Friday. It came as a surprise to Stuckert, who says the mayor hadn't voiced his concerns to him during any of their conversations over the last few months. The proposal written by Stuckert and Councilman Brian Beggs halves the maximum contribution limits in city council races from $1,000 to $500. It defines when candidates can raise money. Council candidates running in 2019 could not accept donations until this week. Certain entities, such as public sector unions and companies that contract with the city, would face bans or limitations on contributions. Companies with more than $50,000 in city contracts over a two-year period are forbidden from giving money to candidates. Stuckert says for legal reasons, the city can't prohibit union contributions, but it can require those contributions be publicly disclosed. And the measure would have the city monitor donations to candidates. This week, we asked Mayor Condon about his veto.
You know, first and foremost, as a matter of policy, I believe, and has been taken up by the state, that campaign finance is and campaign disclosure has been at the state level and always has been. So it's a redundant process to do it at the city level. We do not have the wherewithal to do this today, where the state does through the Public Disclosure Commission. And that really leads me to the second reason, is there's pending legislation on this. And so why preempt that legislation, allow it to go through? It is a top priority of the new Senate majority. It's a top priority, ironically enough, of our own Senator Andy Billig, who has been leading this. It's passed both houses in years previously. So my presumption is that it would do well in this year. And so rather than creating that confusion, that redundancy, that next level, and so that's number one. Number two is another reason is looking at the issue on the legal respects of treating one group different than the other. And it was commented on from the dais and other places of, in particular, prohibiting donations from business, but not that from organized labor.
Condon believes parts of the ordinance conflict with federal law and the U.S. Supreme Court ruling in the Citizens United case. The mayor says he agrees with the concept of trying to make campaign contributions more transparent to the public.
Unfortunately, and you've seen it in the last couple election cycles here locally, a significant amount of third-party political action committees doing independent expenditures. And so in some respects, I think an unintended consequence, like we've even seen with McCain-Feingold at the national level, you see this proliferation of third parties versus the candidates themselves. I don't know what that magic number is, but I do say that, unfortunately, I think there's going to be some unintended consequences, even if they are well-intentioned, because, quite frankly, the evidence proves that we've seen at this level. So I would hope, as we go forward, you know, if we, you know, debate this more, that we look at some of these issues and predominantly, and as I've read some of the information around the Disclose Act, they've addressed some of these issues, not all of them. I'm not trying to say that the discussion is done by any means, but there are some unintended consequences when you start implementing some of these rules.
Condon says the ordinance would add to the cost and responsibility of city government in an area where it hasn't had authority.
Starting another bureaucracy at the city level is not a priority within city government when you talk about, in my opinion, the public asking about police officers and other priority streets, and that this would not be a new bureaucracy I'd want to stand up in lieu of more police officers, better street funding. And this is all general fund dollars, which do compete directly with these other things. I had not received a single concern from memory on this to the mayor's office. And I think there's a general angst about where campaigns are going. I just think it's misdirected having the city come to solve this issue versus it going on to our state agenda.
The city council would need a supermajority, 5 votes out of 7, to override the mayor's veto. It had 6 votes when the council approved it last month. Condon says he would order an outside review of the ordinance and even questions whether it might ultimately be implemented.
For me to implement something that I believe not to be consistent with federal and state law becomes problematic, and so then would we actually implement it if there's these outstanding legal issues?
City Council President Ben Stuckert says his ordinance has been fully vetted by city lawyers. He says the mayor cannot refuse to carry out an ordinance he doesn't agree with. A vote to override the veto could come during a council meeting during the next few weeks.